Okay, lady, now let's get information. I say, okay, lady, now let's get information. You know you that bitch when you cause all this conversation. Always stay gracious, let's revenge is your paper. It's your girl, the thick writer chick, Miss Courtney Lyric in the building. Hello, 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 hello. Alrighty, so as we mentioned in the Super Bowl episode, the artist known as Beyoncé has released two country music singles, and they actually are atop of the country charts. They last time I checked were atop of Apple charts, which is damn good. First time ever in history, so they're saying, for a black woman to be atop of the country charts. And that's really saying something. But let's talk about the conversation that has been surrounding B going country. I would love to say this been all positive, but that would be cap to no one's surprise. Every time the we swear to God, we don't see color, racism isn't real, it's over with group almost has us convinced that they might be onto something, America shows its racist ass. And we are quickly reminded that despite the many leaps and bounds, we really are just about 250 shy of slavery. And it shows. So, for the ones that did not know, Beyoncé actually did release a single with The Chicks, formerly known as The Dixie Chicks, called Daddy's Lessons, and actually did perform it at the CMA Awards. I'm not sure about the year. It was a few years ago. And she had come on there dressed in country attire. She was very much so herself. She wasn't singing with a fake, thick country accent. She was just being herself on a country track with a well-known country group and performed at the awards. And according to the lead singer of the Dixie Chicks, the awards received so much hate mail, so many racist comments, that they actually had to take the clip down and people had to fight to get it back up. This wasn't more than 5 or 6 years ago. So the fact that she would even want to dabble in country again, I wouldn't pay them in dust, but I'm here for it. I actually, like I said on the Super Bowl thing, I actually enjoy both songs. But let's talk about it. So here's my thing. So with Beyoncé crossing over to country, if that's even what you want to call it, like, you don't have to be a Beehive member, because I would hardly call myself a member of the Beehive. But one thing I do is acknowledge good artistry. This woman has shined a light on Afrobeats. I don't even know who Burna Boy was if it wasn't for Beyoncé. You know what I'm saying? She has shined a light on Afrobeats. She has shined a light on house. And now she's just shining a light on country. And you would think that she is coming in, you know, trying to rip country from the bottom to the top, declaring herself the queen of that and take it over. That is how these gatekeepers are acting. And it's really not that at all. I think it's beautiful when done properly to see an artist dabble in different genres, and especially shine lights to different genres that maybe the culture doesn't pay too much or wouldn't have paid that much attention to at first. Like I mentioned, she did the, you know, kind of Afrobeats inspired, and it's actually, if it's not her favorite album, to me, it's one of the favorites. I absolutely loved The Gift, but was it as big as Renaissance? No. No, but it did win a Grammy, so I mean, I think you can say you are a true artist when you can expand and evolve. If you look at it, only the real iconic, the people we call icons, normally do things like genre swap. If you look at a Cher, Tina Turner, Madonna, even Michael Jackson, Prince, you know, none of them just stay doing whatever doo-wop they originally came out doing. They evolve. That, I think that's what makes the difference between an iconic artist and just a regular artist. Playing it safe will keep you in a box and I salute Beyonce for at least trying to do otherwise. Like I said, you don't have to be a diehard Beehive member to acknowledge that the girl does take the craft seriously and really puts a lot of work in it. And if you watch those documentaries behind the scene, you see just how much work. So, I mean, anywho, but I guess my blink twice, if you're for real, moment for this whole her switching to country, if you will, for me is there's been a lot of argument on the internet on the origins and the origination of the country genre to begin with. It's Googleable, it's free, and, you know, probably the reason that people feel like country is, can we say white, is a white genre, is because, okay, more often than not, you think Nashville, Tennessee, most of the artists are white. There are black country artists, but a very, very small portion. I hate to say it, but when you think of country music, you normally think of like a bigotry, redneck, back of the woods, you know, aesthetic, which might be why black people, some of them are kind of good on it, which is understandable. But if you look at the roots of country music, which again is just Googleable stuff, like this is from Wikipedia, which is free. Country music is known for its ballads and dance tune, also known as honky tonk, with simple form folk lyrics and harmonies generally accompanied by instruments such as banjos, fiddles, harmonicas, and other type of guitar. Though it is primarily rooted in various forms of American and African American folk music, such as old time and Appalachian music, many other traditions, including Mexican, Irish, and Hawaiian music, have also had a formative influence on the genre. Blues modes have been used extensively throughout its history as well. So, long story short, it sounds like it's pretty much a gumbo genre of a bunch of other people who were not, if you will, white. and their instruments, you know, and musics put together in a pot and sped out. And it gave us what we now know as country music. So, why... You know, I don't think we or other cultures ever cared enough to see why it's so heavily gatekept by that community, because we had other things. It's like, okay, you kind of hijacked that. That's okay. Kind of hijacked rock. I guess that's okay, too. We still got R&B. We still got rap. You know, we still got other things. So we just kind of turned our attention to those things. And what's crazy about it is, even when artists, one thing I've noticed about black music is even when artists who are not black dabble in our genres or make a full-blown career in our genre, we are much more welcoming than what Beyonce is receiving or other black country artists have received from that community. Can I be frank? One of most people's top five rappers is Eminem, and he is fully white. He ain't like Logic, who's like 2.0 white. No, he is white. I'm talking blonde eyes, blue hair. What is that? Blonde eyes. Blue eyes, blonde hair, fully white aesthetic. And people love him in the genre. Do some people call his shit? Sure. But he has gone multi-platinum in a genre that was invented by black people. More often than not, he is welcome. I still cannot believe artists such as Iggy Azalea and Vanilla Ice even had careers. But yeah, we were pretty welcoming to them too. Your beloved Elvis Presley. If you took the time to watch the Elvis movie that was recently released, everything he learned from his dance, the first club that gave him an audience was black. He learned from black musicians. He will tell you that the black church, gospel music, jazz is what influenced. Now he kind of got dubbed the king of rock and roll, and even that, you know what I'm saying? So we've always been far more open-armed with things we've created. And then once America's music gets a chance to prove that, hey, like we said, everyone's not hate-filled and bigot-fied, and one band, one sound, and we don't see color and it's all love, Beyonce has been getting a lot of pushback. A lot of pushback from that community. And I'm not saying the white community, I guess from like the country, diehard country fans. She's not getting met with the love and support that white artists normally get when they dabble in black genres at all. White people, what up with that? I thought racism was dead. I thought, you know, no need to be woke. Inclusivity is all over the place. The gatekeeping is outrageous. And here's the thing. Even though it's definitely been kind of hijacked and taken over by white people, it's really the audacity for me. Just, again, it's Googleable. Like, it's free to look up. This is technically something that was invented by people of color that you kind of took over. And now when black artists want to dabble in it, they're getting pushback. I don't know. There are some people who were just kind of caught in the wave of, but a lot of it really has been pushback. You know, country stations flat out saying they're just not going to play it. They're well aware that it is listed under the country genre. Good Lord, I can't talk tonight. The country genre. And are just like, we're not playing that shit. We're not playing Beyonce here. Which is crazy, because here's the difference between the white radio stations and the white music industry of old and the white music industry of today. Were they racist as fuck? Go watch Get On Up if you have the chance with Chadwick Boseman. Of course they were. That hadn't changed. Were they paying artists what they deserve? Not really. Were black artists still getting raked over the coals with these busted deals and poor copyright, you know, just yes. However, them radio stations saw green. They didn't get with it. If the kids is calling up and requesting it, we're finna play it. Why? Because at the end of the day, dollars are green. We may have it where black people can't dance on the same side as white people, but we're gonna let your colored artists perform here. Why? Because money is green. And here you are, a country station, the number one country song in the world. You are so tied to your bigotry, because that's what it is. Let's call a spade a spade. Because if you was really about your money, if you was really about the music, the love of the music, the song is number one. Whether you like it or not, or approve of who's on the other end of it, before Super Bowl Sunday was over, country station should have been on it. They should have had that song ready to go the next day. And if you got hate mail, you just got fucking hate mail. Because more people are going to be tuning into country stations now because a popular artist, an extremely popular artist, is now doing country music. You ought to be playing that song once every second, every other hour. One of the two. Let the bigots get mad. So what? We're going to leave. We're not going to support anymore. That's fine. They are being replaced with the thousands of new supporters that are coming in. Like, but some of them stations are just so, we're not going to do it. It's not us. We don't support that over here. It's not real country. It's what we call pop country and blah, blah, blah. And just bullshit. Black people would never. And on one hand, it's kind of like, maybe we could learn a thing or two. We should gatekeep a little bit harder than we do. Everybody's always invited to the cookout. And the minute one of our most popular artists decides to dabble, she's not becoming a country musician. What? This one CD. So much pushback. That one performance she did on CMA for one single. So much hatred. This is recently. This was in 1960s. Beyonce, a Creole black woman from Houston, Texas, getting called all kind of N-words and, you know, slurs. No need to say them. Y'all sending y'all hate-filled email about one performance. If I was her, I wouldn't even want to dabble in it again, but she's back. And I respect it because the music is good and it looks like she's really taking her time and respecting the craft. You know? Like all the country clubs, like I know back home we used to have big country and they had like the hip hop floor and the country floor. Baby, They should have had that song ready for the following weekend. And if people got mad and walked off the floor, that's okay, because they're being replaced with the hundreds that are coming in. Because, ooh, they're playing Beyonce. We've seen the little line dance on TikTok, and we're here to do it. Yay, yay. But something else I would like to dab on really quickly. I have seen a lot of comments, because I'm in R&B music discussion groups, and since Super Bowl Sunday, they have been taken over with Beyonce posts, good, bad, and indifferent. And a lot of Black people feel like, oh, especially towards the Black women, you know, we catch it for everything. You heifers ain't never listened to a single country song in your life, and now all of a sudden you're country music lovers and country experts, and now all of a sudden you're calling up the stations requesting and, you know, trying to make people play her music. Let's stop with the narrative that for some reason all black people just do not listen to country music. Beyonce did not introduce me to country music. I have a very eclectic music taste anyway. So that's why I was so receptive to the songs. I kind of fooled with house a little bit, which is why Renaissance had to take some growing on me, because I don't listen to house that much. But country in my spare time, I actually do listen to. So, and there are other Black people, men and women alike, that are avid country fans. They might not be, this is all I listen to, or even if they are, they do exist. So the idea that Beyonce is putting us all on as a culture. Yes, are there a lot of people that are turning their eyes to country that did not before? Probably because they didn't feel welcome, if we're going to be honest. Not because the music is bad, because the music is beautiful. But were they welcome in that scene? Did they see people that looked like them in that scene? So would you? Well, it depends on who you're talking to, because you got the hijackers in the... let me stop. They don't care, because, you know, whatever, but... More often than not, minorities are not going to necessarily go where they are not welcome. Just saying. So, but we're a lot more like Tina Marie, you know, we had artists who were white excel and do very well in our genres. And even like Miley Cyrus, Taylor Swift, didn't she have a little rap song? Like, even if they just kind of want to dabble in it and go on their way. What's it called? With My J's On? They used to play that in the club I went to. Was it Coco's? Yeah, so I mean, and it's just the reception. Our culture has always been a lot more open-armed. And it's like the one time y'all get to prove that you two are on that same wavelength, it's giving, get the fuck out my yard. Like, it's... it's not giving receptive, boo. But okay. So, like, as for me, like I was saying, I have a very eclectic music taste. Some of my favorite country artists, just offhand, Rascal Flatts, the Dixie Chicks. Well, they're now the Chicks, but I absolutely love the Chicks. Like, just there are some days when I'm cleaning, I'll just put on my Dixie Chicks playlist. They make beautiful music. They have since I was in elementary school. Kane Brown, of course, the Dolly Parton. Like, if Beyonce is our queen, then Dolly Parton is most definitely the queen of country. And one thing that's crazy is their queen is non-problematic, diverse, and not hate-filled. And for some reason, the genre is not following the royal. Like, what are you doing? Dolly would never. I really hope that Beyonce got her on that album. Like, talk about shut shit down. When the queen of the genre has dubbed you, has knighted you, everybody else has no choice but to shut the fuck up. So I would really love that. I really love that. But I ain't holding my breath, but it would be nice. And I think Dolly would do it. Dolly is that bitch. So she would definitely do it. But yeah, who do I like? So Rascal Flatts, Dixie Chicks, Kane Brown. I'm loving him. You know, he's another one they give a lot of pushback to. It's not real country. It's hip hop country. He's biracial, but I mean, he's been making a staple, or he's been trying to, still getting a lot of pushback. But of course, Shania Twain, Kenny Chesney, you know, Reba McEntire, Carrie Underwood. And like I was saying on Facebook, I don't really know any of Jelly Roll's music, but I follow him on TikTok. I absolutely love him, his personality, and his wife. I actually watch a little bit of her podcast. You know, so, just being Chase Rice, forgot him. But yeah, just being under the assumption that, well, you black people, you black women, y'all don't know country music. Y'all only looking at it because Beyonce's here. And while I absolutely appreciate the light that she is shining on the genre, that's not true. I think of my top 7 artists. Dolly Parton is one of the top. I mean, I have many different genres in my top artists. Sade is my favorite singer. Tupac is my favorite rapper. Dolly Parton is the queen of country for me, and she's up there. So, like, the ideology that we have not been exposed to country outside of 2 singles that were just released 2 weeks ago is very ignorant. It's very ignorant. Speaking of the genre, when I think of just some of the... Oh, there's a new girl on TikTok. She's biracial too. Andale something. She sings Buckle Bunny. I like that song. And we know Kay Michelle. Here's the thing with Kay Michelle. And we were anticipant about her single and CD. If you follow her reality TV shows, she's really been building up for a long time. And she's a very talented artist. When I saw her in public, the mic was indeed on. Like, she came to Shreveport and performed at the Strand, I think in 2016. And I was there. And baby, Kay can blow. Here's the deal. Her single, it almost seemed like a mockery of country because you're singing with this very thick, which I talked about that on the Super Bowl podcast, this very thick fake country accent that you're not speaking or singing. And then you're dressed like Elvis. I tuned out. I was like, okay, no thanks. But then Beyonce, who sings in her regular voice, says her, you know, the commenters are saying, well, her voice doesn't fit the genre. It still sounds R&B. Now, if she would have came over here with the thick accent on the top of the lyrics, you know, just then she's making fun of the, you know, some people cannot be pleased. So one thing I will respect is her going forward and being herself and soldiering on regardless. The numbers are speaking for themselves. The songs are doing well and the songs are not bad. They're not bad. I'm not saying you got to love them, but they are quality songs, especially 16 Carriages. The one I walk around the house singing is Texas Hold'em because it's more catchy, but like the more storytelling song is the 16 Carriages. And that's one thing I absolutely love about the country genre. The songs are absolutely beautiful. Just not all of them. It's the same with any genre. There's hits and there's misses. But some of the lyrics are just beautiful. You know, it's like R&B except to a honky tonk beat. It's, well, R&B how it used to be, you know, just when people weren't afraid to say they were in love. And, you know, just even, okay, if you love Whitney Houston's I Will Always Love You, that was originally written by Dolly Parton. You see why she's the motherfucking queen? Have you ever as an adult just sat and listened to the words of that song? Like, how heartbreaking. It's like, I know you're not finna fool with me no more, but I've got nothing but good things to say. I wish you nothing but the best. And it hurts me a lot. I will always love you. Like, what? Come on. Country music, come on now. If you don't like country, you're sleeping on it. You really are. Let me think. When I think of absolutely beautiful country songs, the Chicks got songs for days. Ready to Run. When I was like deciding whether I was going to move from my hometown of Shreveport to Dallas for real, for real. They used to be my shit, man. I'm going to be ready this time. Oh, yeah. Ready, 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 ready. Ready to run. Yeah. This is just, you know, Cowboy Take Me Away. Such a sweet song. Like, just Earl Had to Die. He's got his place, too. The song that made me a fan of theirs, I know we're talking about Beyonce, but the song that made me a fan of the Dixie Chicks was when they actually, it was a remake. It's called The Landslide. Originally, it was sung by Stevie Nicks. And I don't know if she would count as country. Kind of more rock, indie rock, I think. But they made a country music version of that song. And I think I was in 8th grade, 9th grade. And I just kind of caught it on like MTV or something like that. And I was like, the fuck? Like, this is beautiful, you know? So I would like stay up and catch it. You know, it would come on like early morning. Just absolutely beautiful. The harmonies, the video, the visuals, the lyrics. I was like, what is this? And after that, I mean, I had heard them in elementary school too, but I was a fan. I was like, man, this is beautiful. And it's a remake of Stevie Nicks' song Landslide. And it pretty much just talks about life going on, and you look around, the kids are getting older, things are changing, and I'm getting older too. You know, it's a beautiful song. Of course, I Will Always Love You. Rascal Flatts, man, that's what I'm doing these days. It's pretty much about bumping into an ex and they asking what's up, and really on a low. Sometimes I still wake up at night crying, thinking about what we had. I go to work, go to bed, dream of you. That's what the fuck I've been doing. Like, what? Man, if you're not listening to country, you're missing out, because go to bed, dream of you. And that's what I'm doing these days. Like, it's vulnerable ass music. And I love a good story. So no matter what genre it comes in, if the story of the song is good and it's relatable, yes. Chase Rice, I'm Lonely If You Are, baby. What's another one? Calling Baton Rouge. I forgot who originally sang it, but I know Garth Brooks redid it. And it's like, if you listen to the lyrics, it's absolutely beautiful. And I love it because I'm from Louisiana. And it's like, just imagining a guy, you know, getting on a payphone. So this is throwback, you know. And he's just so eager to hear this woman's voice that lives way in Baton Rouge. No matter what city he goes to, he got to talk to her. That's fucking beautiful, man. So, I mean, you know, hello, Samantha, dear. I hope you're feeling fine. You know, just beautiful. What do you say? I spend my last dollar right on down to my last dime calling home to Baton Rouge. What? You know, the music nowadays, fuck bitches, bitches, fuck them, fuck them, fuck them. You know, it's just to even like a woman is, ew, yucky. But, you know, but just those vulnerable, beautiful songs. Speaking of the Queen, Dolly Parton, one of my absolute favorites by her. Of course, I Will Always Love You, but Here You Come Again. Oh, that is my shit. You know, we got the city girl. We got the, you know, kind of, we don't really praise men like we used to in music either. Hey, follow the leader. But that song is just, here comes my crush, here comes this man looking better than he even has the right to, and he is taking me on a whirlwind. I'm feeling all these emotions when he come through here. All he got to do is smile that smile, and there goes all, like, it's, he probably toxic as fuck. Like, he probably toxic as fuck, but it's Here You Come Again and Here I Go. Like, it's just like, whenever you come around, I lose all my senses. Everything that tells me do not fool with this man is out the window. And all you gotta do is flash that smile. Come on now. It's beautiful. So, I mean, it's a beautiful genre. And if you don't listen to it, check it out. And there are actually a lot of Black artists. Check TikTok. TikTok is a place to go. TikTok is a place. Like, if you want to know some of the newer Black country artists, TikTok for sure. But if you just want to dabble in, like, some old school country, of course, YouTube. That's my playlist. YouTube, you know. So Shania Twain, can't go wrong there. Oh man, I feel like a woman. Like, the best thing about, but she made Being a Woman cool. I think that came out when I was like in the fifth grade, but the video was like the Peter Gabriel inspired. It was dope as fuck. Like, and then she came back around with Looks Like We Made It. Like, beautiful. I always said, if I didn't get married to The Lady in My Life by Michael Jackson, that I would get married to Shania Twain's You're Still the One. Absolutely beautiful song. They said our love would never make it, but just look at us, still together, still going strong. You know what? Even though she and Mud did get divorced. Doo-doo-doo. But that doesn't change this, you know, the fact that the song was absolutely beautiful. I can't wait to hear if she really ain't playing no motherfucking games, and because that's what country is. It is a storytelling genre. So those first two songs are nice, but if she really put her foot in this shit, I can't wait to hear it. I can't wait. I like that undeniable stuff. You know, it's like, okay, you can't fake on this. This was good as fuck. Beyonce or not, you know. So I'm hoping I feel like that's the same caliber that she brought with the Afrobeats. I feel like that's pretty much the same caliber she brought with the house, but also those are more welcoming genres. Remember who kind of runs house? People of color. Afrobeats, that's African peoples. They tend to be more welcoming when people dabble in their genres. Country is giving our girl a hard time. I don't know why. Well, you know why. Let me quit the faking. But what is this fool name? He's going viral. Never heard of him before. But I believe he, I guess he used to be on the show Dukes of Hazzards, and he compared Beyonce to a dog pissing on a tree, having to mark every territory. You know, I just don't remember anybody from the house community acting that way or saying things like that, or the Afrobeats. And again, whenever we have white people step into our genres, we don't say that. When Miley came over here trying to bouncy bounce with Juicy J, you know, we played her song, we showed her love, so why can't Beyonce get the same thing in return? And in turn, do we need to start gatekeeping as hard as they do? I mean, boldly, outrightly. Like, one station, they sent an email out like, oh, we were confused, we didn't know, which I think is horseshit. If this is your thing, like I said, if this is your area of expertise, you ought to be on top of anything big that's happening in your genre. If you got a radio station that plays nothing but dancehall music, and there is a huge American artist that has a dancehall crossover hit that's number one on the charts, maybe you ought to be playing that thing in rotation, whether you fuck with that person or not. Because why? Dollar bills. It's just good business sense. But they are gatekeeping so hard, they don't even care about that. Y'all keep blind. Well, I'm on the fence because I'm like, that's energy that could be put somewhere else instead of blowing up these stations, trying to bully, you know, I won't even say bully them, but because bullying is making someone do something wrong. Is it wrong to ask a country station to play a country song? No, especially a popular one. That is the point of radio stations, to play the songs that are popular. If a song is in the top five on a Billboard and it's your genre and your station literally only plays this genre, you should be playing the song. And if you're not, you better have a damn good reason why. Oh, and we don't categorize Beyonce as country. Doesn't really suffice. So then people got to start pulling your card, because it's giving country. The instruments are there. The vibe is there. The storytelling is there. And at least she was decent enough not to fake a country accent. So what is the problem? I mean, we know what it is, but it's safe to just be like, it's, you know. So I don't know. I just noticed not much support coming in. TikTok is loving it. And I'm loving that. Like, I'm loving all the dances everybody's coming up with and what have you. It's very groundbreaking and first black woman is, you know, first, which is sad that, you know, it's sad. But I mean, it's not that there have never been. I think I saw something on Facebook where they were like, the photos are black and white, so it's been a while, but there have been other black women on the country charts. Just not very many. But she's doing the damn thing. And like I said, the songs are all right. If they were trash, I would say, you know, 16 Carriages is a little more emotional and Texas Hold'em is, you know, more catchy, which, you know, sometimes you just want to dance and yeehaw. And okay. So, you know, I'm here for it. We have other groups on Facebook that are like, you guys are addicted to the white gaze. Why is this so important to you? Okay. And that's a fair argument as well. It depends on you. It's all about perception. To some people, it's groundbreaking and really great. And to other people, it's like, why do y'all care so much? What white people think? Why do y'all want their approval? Da, 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 da. Two things can be true at the same time. You know, two things can be true at the same time. So there's that. Like when country artists, like when Taylor Swift crossed over to pop, I don't remember, did people give her a hard time about that? Or if anything, I think she got more popular. So why the pushback? You know, just Pink started off with R&B, which we were fine with and very receptive to. And then she switched over to like rock. And nobody minds. So I don't know why, when a black woman does it, is it an issue? Just saying. Yeah, just saying. But anyhow, that's my two cents on that. Can't wait to hear the project. I am going to listen. And, you know, if you don't like country music, take a minute to check it out. Like, it's like with anything. I don't absolutely love every single country artist. Some of it do be boring me to tears. Some of it is depressing. But there's some beautiful music up in there, you know. I would start with the Dixie Chicks. Well, they now go by the Chicks because, well, Google it when you have the time. But, yeah, so I would look into the Chicks. That's a good place to start. Or maybe I'm just biased because they're, like, one of my favorites of country. Patsy Cline. That's old, you know, but still, you know, crazy. Crazy for feeling. So, you know, Reba McEntire. Of course, the Dolly Parton. And like I said, there are newer people. Go to TikTok if you want the new. Okay, if the old school is just too old for you, too depressing, too country, go to TikTok, search black country music artists. You will not be disappointed. They are putting out some bangers. What's the girl with the red hair that's got a song called Louisiana? Brown skin, very pretty girl, red flaming hair. The song's called Louisiana, and it jam. Her and the Bunny Buckle girl, you got Jelly Roll. You know, we got it. It's country music is changing, and I think it's anything that doesn't evolve dies. So, bigots, if y'all really want to preserve your hijacked genre, I would let the evolution continue. You can't gatekeep it. You can't keep it 1980s country music forever. You know? Oh, did I mention Garth Brooks? Well, the only songs of his I was just fooled with was Thunder Roll and Lightning Strikes. That's my shit. He also redid Calling Home to Baton Rouge. What else he got? He's big. I remember back in the 90s, didn't he like outsell Thriller? My friend Tammy like him, but I like Calling Baton Rouge. I'm trying to think. I know there's another song by him I like. But it was actually a song Tammy told me about. I Got Friends in Low Places. She had me listen to that in like 2018, 2019. I was like, okay, kind of jam. Because I got friends in low places. It's a good storytelling genre. Don't sleep on it. But also don't assume things that we can take from the podcast today. A, black people are very welcoming with their things. White people give it a try. Especially if you hijack the shit. Just saying. B, black people that are sleeping on country music, don't. Some of the shit really do bop. Really. And C, if some of the older country is not dope enough for you, TikTok, search. Just search new country music, black country artist TikTok. You won't be sorry. So that's all I got. And good night, everybody.